two kids, summer isn't just time off. It's time spent building confidence and curiosity. But when school meals pause, millions of kids lose access to the food they count on during the school year. As a neighbor-led network, Feeding America is deeply rooted in every community, ensuring summer meals continue nourishing growth and potential. Your support puts healthy food within reach, fueling the future for kids and their families. Give now at feedingamerica.org/summerhunger.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today at Dublin Castle, the National Economic Dialogue takes place. This is a stakeholder event hosted by the government to discuss proposals for the upcoming budget. And one of the proposals being made is that social welfare payments should be pegged to average wages so that they track wages rather than being within the gift of the government. That's a proposal being made by Social Justice Ireland, from where we're joined by Suzanne Rogers. Suzanne, why is it advantageous to benchmark social welfare rather than deciding ad hoc?
It's just really important that as inflation rises, wages will follow, and that social welfare would keep in line with those increases, so that it would be grounded in some sort of a lived reality, as opposed to this number that appears on budget day 5, 8, 10, 12. It would give also certainty, I think, as well to government, that they would know what would be expected, and as well as that, anybody who's in receipt of a core social welfare rate, again, that they would have maybe, you know, some sort of an idea as to what they could expect in the coming budget.
It ties the government's hands, though, in a way that few governments would relish.
It does and it doesn't. I think it gives them a framework, it gives them a plan. And as we've seen in the last couple of years, it's very, very easy to turn around and go, do you know what? Things aren't really going according to plan. We're not actually going to deliver on that this year. We are maybe going to look at some other figure. So I don't think it necessarily locks government in. It just gives them a framework, some sort of a ruler to be able to, you know, benchmark what we need to provide to people who are reliant on social welfare. And at the same time, in periods of extraordinary stress, you could turn around and say, no, we actually can't do this.
And what exactly then, Suzanne, is the benchmark that you're recommending? Whatever about linking it to wages, what wages?
We're looking at at the benchmark would be 27.5% of average weekly earnings. Now, that is actually the same benchmark that government committed to in 2007, which was a different measure. It was 30%, and it's, you know, the CSO collects the figures differently. So that is what it works out based on that government commitment in 2007. That is what its equivalent today is, 27.5% of average weekly earnings. At the moment, that would require an uplift of €25 a week to average social welfare. So again, it's not a huge amount, and that would make such a massive difference. I mean, even if government were to commit to that over the lifetime of their government or over two budgets, that would still be such a huge step forward.
Is there a risk with pinning the rate to average weekly earnings in the same way as we have issues with corporation tax throwing off our GNP numbers? Is there a risk that we have particular high earners that could skew what those average rates are?
I don't think so. There aren't that many of them. You know, the median earnings in the country at the moment are about 40,000. So Ireland actually has a lot of people earning not very much. I know what you mean. Like those high earners are high earners, and they will skew the picture, but generally no. I mean, we're looking at, again, this would be over a long term as well, so maybe if you did have either an influx or an outflow you know, in any particular year, that may be an issue. But again, I can't see that in, you know, over the next couple of years. Like, Ireland is still a success story. Ireland is still economically doing very, very well. As I said, for this small cohort of people who are removed from the labour force, and again, you know, we are looking at things like disability allowance and this, you know what I mean? So this is about people who are finding it difficult to access work, maybe have care duties that we need to be able to support them.
Well,
you know,
I wonder what
that's going to be an issue.
I wonder the public popularity. Interesting text coming in as you're talking, Suzanne. One saying Suzanne is presuming that everyone gets a raise every year for inflation. Another, if anything, social welfare payments should be reduced. We have full employment, so no need for anybody to be not working. On a full bus at 6:30 a.m, full of people who are working.
I suppose just to the point about the wages, obviously if wages don't go up, then social welfare doesn't go up. So, you know, and again, you know, anybody who's working in the sort of in the sector that I'm in, they don't see annual wages either. I think what we're trying to really talk about is people who are, you know, the conversation nearly always shifts about people who don't want to work. And I don't know where those people are. I don't think anybody actually, you know, that isn't the sort of conversation we're having. You know, a life on a social welfare rate, it's €254 a week for a single adult. That has to pay your rent, your heat, your light, your food, your bins, your mobile phone, your haircuts, everything. You have condemned yourself to a life of poverty if you are making a conscious decision to turn down paid work to remain on social welfare. It is about people who are finding it difficult to access employment. It's about the quality of jobs we have. It's about education. Okay. It's about transport, care, all of that.
Suzanne, thank you very much. Suzanne Rogers, their research and policy analyst with Social Justice Ireland. And more text coming in. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.